Welcome to the Unstuck Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Miner. This weekly no-fluff mindset show arms you with the practical tools you need to get unstuck so you can get exactly what you want out of life. Remember, when you change your mind, your life will follow. Let's get into today's episode. Hey there, friends. Welcome to the Unstuck Podcast. And of course, as always, thank you so much for joining me today. It's the Tuesday edition of Unstuck, which means we're going a little unscripted, a little off the cuff, and we're answering a listener question for today's episode. Before I get into that, just a quick reminder, if you haven't already started your 7-day get off autopilot challenge, you better get going. Are you on autopilot? Even if you're not, you should still probably get going and learn the 7 tools that will always 100% of the time get you out of that autopilot mode, that go, go, go mentality, that ho-hum life, let's just get through this to-do list and call it a day kind of living. It'll get you through that. These 7 tools that I teach over the course of 7 days. And don't worry, it's totally free. All you have to do is go to seanminer.com/autopilot-challenge, and that will be linked for you in the show notes. Of course, just head there and get started on your 7 days to get off autopilot. It's a mini course, it's a challenge, it's all the above, and it only takes 15 minutes a day, and you'll get one email at the beginning of the day. So not super crazy intensive, but very doable and very life-changing if you do it. Okay, let's get into today's listener question. This came to me from Instagram, and if you do have a question you would like answered on the show, the best way right now for you to let me know that question is to send me a message over on Instagram at Sean Miner. Just let me know that it's something you would like answered on the podcast, and I will put it in my files, and I promise I will get to it. This one is about food. We're going into a little bit of diet mentality, food fears, food beliefs, that kind of thing today, which is one of my absolute favorite topics. Of course, I love talking about food. I'm a nutritionist, but also it's something that I have fully 100% been involved with in my own life. I have a long, long history of dieting behaviors, of going on every single kind of diet, of severely restricting my calories, of listening to every other person tell me what to eat besides myself. I've been through a lot, like 20 plus years of all of that, and it's now something that I was able to overcome in my own life, and something I see so many women struggle with in their lives. And it really was the catalyst to get the Unstuck podcast going and the Unstuck project created too, because you can get yourself out of it too, and you can use your intuition to guide you with your choices and your behaviors, but it takes some work. It takes a lot of digging. It takes some time and some energy, but it is so, so worth it. And it really is something that until you do that work, you're going to be stuck. You're going to be up against a wall. You're going to try diet after diet after diet. You're going to attempt to lose weight millions of times and lose and gain and lose and gain, or just have it not work at all. Your body is fighting against you, fighting against that behavior, and it's going to win. So I'm just super passionate about it, as you can tell. So there will be much more talk about this in the future on this show. So I just like to mix it all up, because we're all dealing with a lot more that's keeping us stuck than just diet behavior. This is a big one, but it's not all of it. And for me, it's fun to talk about everything. And I think it's fun for you all to learn and hear about everything and not just one particular topic, because, you know, we have a lot going on. We have a lot going for us, and we need to hear about all of it. Okay, this question is, why can't I stop eating bread even though I know it makes me feel terrible? The amount of times I've gotten this question, it's a lot. And of course, there's many other things that you can substitute bread with in your life. Why can't I stop eating ice cream even though I know it makes me feel terrible? Why can't I stop eating chips even though I know they make me feel terrible? You know, there's tons of things that we can substitute that for, but we're going with the bread theme today because it is a big factor in this particular listener's story. And I think you will also find that whatever your thing is, there's also a big story behind that particular thing. Before I get into my answer, let me give a backstory here because this is really going to set the stage quite a bit for what's going on with this particular gal. So, a few things. First of all, her doctor told her that she was very intolerant to gluten and close to celiac disease. So she doesn't actually have celiac, which is the autoimmune disease that makes you extremely intolerant to gluten, but she does have gluten intolerance. She also had a tough childhood. And at dinner during childhood, that bread basket that her mom put down every night was the way to keep the peace. It was basically the way to keep everyone from talking, which then I'm assuming led to some arguing or something like that where things got tense. So everyone just ate the bread and that was how they got through dinner as a family. So now she sees bread. She said this herself, quote unquote, temporary sadness cure. I think a lot of us can relate to that and have that thing, that food that is our temporary sadness cure. And because of this association she now has, she reaches for bread to feel better, even for little subtle things. And the example she gave me was that day she had just eaten lunch. She was very full and satisfied and knew there was bread in the house that her husband had and went for that bread after lunch just because she didn't want to go back to work and she was feeling very unmotivated that day and kind of felt bad about herself for feeling that lack of motivation. So instead of working through it, she went to the bread. And now her question really is, yes, of course, why can't I stop doing this? Like, what the heck am I doing here? But also, how can she talk to herself in these scenarios to pull herself out of what she's doing here? All right, so this is what we have going on. That's the backstory. Now, for me, what I see in here really boils down to a few deeper questions that I want to answer. Question number one, why do I sabotage myself and engage in self-destructive behaviors? Question number two, why do I use food as a coping mechanism? And then question number three, why is bread or insert your food of choice there more than just bread to me? Why is bread more than just bread in my eyes? Let's break each one of those down. Why do I sabotage myself? Self-sabotage happens because of a story. And there are many, 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 many possibilities of the stories that could be playing in your head. A lot of them sound something like, I don't deserve XYZ, I'm not good enough to XYZ, I'm not worthy of XYZ, you know, kind of fill in the blank there, or I'm to this or I'm to that. A lot of them start with I or I'm because they are stories or beliefs that you have about yourself and they are learned things about yourself and they're often, like very, very, very often, not true. However, they are true according to your subconscious mind. It has stored it as the truth, which means it is going to do everything in its power to make sure it adheres to that truth. So on the outside and to your conscious mind, this looks like sabotage. This looks like, I know this hurts my belly when I eat it. I know I feel bloated. I know I get a headache. I know this isn't good for me, blah, blah, blah. But I'm still doing it. And that on the outside to the surface, to what you can see and feel and think is like, oh, I'm totally sabotaging myself. I am having this destructive behavior and I'm going against what I know I want for myself. What the heck is going on? But what you're actually doing is just adhering to what your subconscious mind has stored as true. So you're actually going with what the dominant part of your mind, the subconscious, thinks is true. So you're doing everything right according to your subconscious mind. And no matter what, it will not change. So nothing's going to change until you work to uncover those stories and rewrite them for yourself. So of course, lots of ways I can help you with this. If you haven't yet uncovered your stories, we've done a lot of work here on Unstuck already. Episode 5 and 9 would be the first place to go to learn how to even uncover your stories. I'm not going to go into that in too much detail today because we have a lot to talk about. So go there, episodes 5 and 9. And then I also have more detailed, intensive coaching sessions on both self-sabotage and how to redesign your beliefs. They very much go together. Really doing them as a partnership would be ideal. If this is something that resonates with you and you kind of feel like this is part of your story, 2 90-minute coaching sessions with month-long homework assignments. Afterwards, you can head to seanminor.com/coaching-library. Of course, will be linked in the show notes there. So lots of ways I can help you with that if you still are there, if you're not sure those stories and what your subconscious mind is leading you to do, start there. For this listener in particular, and in this case, it seems like maybe there was some part of that tough childhood, which I don't have the details about, that included her feeling like she wasn't enough just as she was, or that she had to work to get love and attention. Just there's so many different variables that when we're 5 years old or 7 years old, 9 years old, how we perceive something, how it gets translated and then stored in our minds might be totally different from what actually happened, but that is irrelevant. What we need to know is what we got from that scenario or that situation or what that person said and stored it as the truth. So it doesn't have to be like her parents said, oh, you're not worthy or you're not enough or you need to work in order to get my love and attention. Of course not. No, that's not what it was. But it might have been more of like an action thing where there wasn't a whole lot of attention unless she did something well, or she didn't feel like she was enough or what her parents wanted her to be or whatever. And so then the subconscious mind associates, okay, when I feel this, then I eat the bread. It's like this, we just always go for that story. So I am not worthy, so I eat bread. Like I'm just proving this true. I'm proving this true. I'm proving this true. So first step, of course, why do I sabotage myself? Find those stories, those limiting beliefs, especially around that particular thing. We have them about most everything that goes on in our lives, most actions we take, who we are, who we date, the career we get into, our health issues, our body. We all have a story around all of this, and it's a matter of digging it up and getting it to the surface and finding out what's really going on. And then, of course, retraining it, redesigning it, reconfiguring, reprogramming. There's so many ways you can go about it to get the truth actually into your subconscious mind. All right, so that's the first one. That's as far as I'm going to go with that. Of course, again, like I said, lots of different ways you can dive into that further. But now let's move into the second deeper question, which is, why do I use food as a coping mechanism? Huge, 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 huge one. We probably all at some point in our lives, and a lot of us still to this day, use food as a coping mechanism. Let me just start by saying that that is okay. Please don't be ashamed or embarrassed or feel anything negative about using food as a coping mechanism. It's okay. But now let's dive into why And the answer really is because that's how you were trained, probably from a very young age, or even as we got older and older, it just solidified and solidified. This one is super clear for this listener. She was trained from a very young age to use bread to cope and get through those unwanted feelings or those awkward situations or not wanting to be a part of an argument. And instead, that bread led her to temporary happiness. It led her to not feel and to not experience, and was kind of that blanket that made it okay, made things at the dinner table somewhat tolerable. And so that association is there and will always be there. It is what you were trained to do. And this is very often why we go towards these foods, regardless of if we're full or they make us feel bad or we don't even really want them. We have these self-destructive behaviors because we learned how to do that and we haven't found another way yet. And just remember, your learned behaviors and your stories will always win out. Even over your intuition, they will always win out. So it is really necessary for you to change them, for you to find them and change them. When you do find yourself in this self-destructive tendency, especially in that moment, and you're about to self-sabotage, you're about to do something you don't actually want to do or doesn't actually feel good, this is what I call practicing the pause, and it really comes in handy here. In the moment, and I know this can be a challenge, but in the moment, just see if you can give yourself 1 minute of time, 1 minute of clarity and attention before you take action. And in that 1 minute, you're going to get present and you are going to connect with yourself. You're going to see if you can find out, if you can pinpoint what's really going on here. What are you really thinking? What are you really feeling in that moment? Yes, this may take some practice, but it really works if you can just stop for a second and find out what's really going on. And then next step, is there another way that you can express that feeling or work through it? Can you take a moment and step outside, get some fresh air? Can you go for a walk? Can you open up your journal and write a few lines? Can you put on your favorite song and have a dance party? What else can you do to rewrite those stories and prove it wrong? And if you've done the work on redesigning your limiting beliefs, then you know you have to prove your story wrong. Because obviously it is not true that the only way to cope with a negative emotion is to eat bread. Like, obviously, that's not true. But that's really what this listener's mind is telling her. Now, it's so interesting when you do find these stories and you do find these connections, how just outlandish they are. But that is what the subconscious mind thinks is true. So clearly we can be like, okay, no, that's not true. I can also feel better about this situation by getting some fresh air, by taking a walk around the block, by taking a nap, by calling a friend, listening to my favorite song. There are other ways that I can also feel good or differently in this scenario than just eating the bread. The best way to prove this wrong is to do it. Do that other thing. Acting in a different way to provide the same relief will prove that there are other ways to cope. There are other things you can do, and you don't have to reach for the bread. So you've got to prove it wrong and then act it out to prove it wrong. So I hope that clears that one up a little bit. And then let's move on to the third and final true question here, which is, why is bread more than just bread to me? And this is really when we get into the food conversation, this diet mentality that many of us have. And it's because you've given bread a label beyond just bread, or it could be ice cream, chips, soda, whatever it is. You've gone beyond it just being what it is, which is bread, and giving it something else, taking on a new meaning. It's more than just food to you. If you have a past that involves diet, behavior, which, let's be honest, I think like 99% of us do, then you might be saying to yourself that bread is bad. These are all in air quotes. Bread is bad. It's too many carbs. It's too processed. It's not allowed. It's not keto. It's not paleo, etc. Labels, labels, labels based on outside influence, based on rules you have followed in the past, things other people have told you, that you took all that in, absorbed it all, and now is bread is now way more than bread. It has way more emotion and thought attached to it than just, hey, this is some bread I have on my sandwich kind of thing. This is the biggest reason why I see so many women struggle with food. Our current culture around food and this massive, massive, like $56 billion industry that is the diet industry leads us to have so many thoughts and labels and negative things, of course, and so much fear around food. And it also gives food so much more power than it really should over us. It makes food the thing in control instead of ourselves being the one in control. And it's all because of these darn labels. These labels lead to binging behavior. They lead to not trusting yourself, silencing your intuitive sense around food, and obsessing. Like the amount of women I see out there obsessing about their food blows my mind. And listen, I have been there like way more than I even want to admit. I have obsessed about my food the majority of my life. But now on the other side, I want this to end so badly because it makes everything so much easier when you just trust yourself and food is just food. But as of right now, we're still feeling pretty darn stuck around food. And again, like I said, this is the whole goal, my whole vision when I started the Unstuck podcast and the Unstuck project was to talk about this stuckness around food. But then, of course, it branched out to all other areas of life because we need it in all other areas of life. But anyway, we're stuck. In the case of this listener, bread obviously already had a ton of weight in her life from way back when. And then she goes to the doctor and is told that she can't eat it, that it's bad for her, that it's going to cause health issues, it's going to make her sick. And that just fuels the fire. Not to mention all the diet trends that come out saying that bread is bad. It's too many carbs, you can't eat it, it's too processed, it's going to give you a heart attack, heart disease, whatever. And it just solidifies it within her, making those stories in her head even stronger. And then that magnetic pull to the bread even harder to resist. So she already had this story about the bread, and now it's just like a magnet because she has all these labels about how much she cannot eat this bread, which means that subconscious mind, that belief system is going to pull her even stronger towards what it thinks is true, which is that bread is comforting, bread is happiness, bread keeps the peace, all these stories that she has. It's just going to make it that much harder to resist because those labels are attached to the bread. Of course, what is my advice going to be here? Give up the food rules. Because when you give up the food rules, the labels disappear. They don't matter. They don't mean anything because you don't have rules around food anymore. So there's no need for labels of your food at this point. There's no need to know what's too many carbs, what's too much fat, what's too processed, what's too many calories, all these things. Just let them all go. Now, I will be the first to tell you and be very real with you that it takes so much practice. It takes some work. It takes patience, but it is necessary and worth it. This process is beyond worth it. The biggest thing that helped me was constantly reminding myself that food was just food. It's the mindset and the thoughts and the emotions around food that gives it either positive or negative power. Or it can just remain neutral. And when we can see it for what it really is, which is nourishment, energy, a pleasureful experience, something that's keeping you alive and full of life, then we take back the power and food can remain neutral. And also, we know that our mindset and thoughts about food is what's really determining our experience. So then if you want a different experience around food, work on your mindset, not on your food choices. So that's my advice here, is to give up that diet mentality. See what you can do to not give those labels any power. And just to give you a little inside scoop, I will be talking about this a lot more, and it will be free, a free seminar coming up shortly. So stay tuned, be on the lookout for that. If this is something that you know you need and you know you want, I'm going to be doing a little bit of a food freedom talk coming up very soon. Be on the lookout for that. But that's really my biggest advice here. You've got to give up those food rules. You've got to give up those labels and see food for what it really is, and use and trust your intuition. You can do that for all of life, even your food choices. Now, let's wrap this all up. So my answer to the question of how can I pull myself out of this is to allow yourself that 1 minute of presence before you make the move and connect with a few things here. First of all, what are you thinking and feeling? What's causing this desire to eat bread? What else can you do to prove to yourself that bread isn't the answer? So that's what to do in that 60 seconds that you're giving yourself. And then what to do beyond that is to start really paying attention to what bread is to you. Is it bad? Is it off limits? Is it too many carbs? What labels do you have around that thing? And can you work through that story too? What is the story there? Where did that come from? Can you see the bread as just what it is, which is bread, you know, some flour, some water, some yeast? Can you, by way of seeing those labels as just stories and working through some of the other stories you have around bread, can you take back that power that bread has over you? So I hope that helps everyone that has some sort of food that they just know they don't actually want to eat, but then they still eat it and it makes them feel terrible, gives them a stomach ache, gives them a headache, makes them sleepy, whatever. I think we all have that food and sometimes we still go for it. I want you to work your way through these questions, do the work and see what comes up. I have one last tip for you before we close, which is don't feel bad when you eat the bread. If you find yourself with a piece of bread in your mouth, experience the bread fully. Enjoy and embrace that moment and use all of your senses to make it an experience. If you use bread or some other food as a coping mechanism, a lot of times what happens is you numb out to it. But I don't want you to do that anymore. If you find yourself in that scenario, don't go numb, don't tune out, don't just immediately swallow and then tell yourself you're a failure, you're hopeless, you're worthless, whatever. Don't go there. Instead, you're going to tune in to the max, fully experience it, enjoy it, and see what happens. That is just another way to start proving those beliefs, those stories, those labels wrong, is to experience it and feel it and enjoy it and embrace it and move on. Move on with your life. It's going to happen and that's okay. Just do the work, take back your power and move on. All right, my friends, that's it for today. Again, remember, if you would like your question answered on the show, send me a message over on Instagram at Shawn Miner is where you can find me. Don't forget to sign up for your autopilot challenge so you can get started on 7 days to more presence, peace, purpose, and positivity in your life for free. SeanMiner.com/autopilot-challenge. Links are in the show notes as always. Of course, you can find this episode and all episodes over at SeanMiner.com/unstuckpodcast. Until next time, take care.